Income accessible as trading income must be computed using generally accepted accounting principles, or GAAP as this is shortened to.
The fundamental principles of accounting ensure that accounts give a true and fair view of the performance of the business. However, until the introduction of Finance Act 1998, individuals and partnerships were permitted to prepare accounts on an alternative basis. These included the cash basis, a bills issued basis, or a work completed basis. However, these methods of accounting do not reflect the actual income earned, and consequently Section 42 of Finance Act 1998 made the earnings basis, i.e. the true and fair basis, compulsory for all. So what is the earnings basis? The earnings basis is given by accounting principles which require both income and expenses to be recognized in the period to which they relate, i.e. the period in which the work is done or sales are made. Fundamental accounting principles basically require us to accrue income and expenditure. Let me explain this further. We will start with an opening balance which is a negative figure when analyzing turnover. This relates to work done in the previous period and is included in the previous period's accounts, but for which an invoice is raised or cash received in the current period. We now account for all invoices raised in the current period, some of which relate to work done in that period and some of which relate to work done in other periods. We then calculate a closing balance, which relates to work done in this period, but is invoiced or the cash received in the next period. So the income for the current period will include all invoices raised after adjusting for amounts relating to a previous period in the opening balance and accruing for amounts which have yet to be billed where the cash will be received in the following period. In the example on the screen, £600 will be recognized as income under the true and fair basis. Under the old basis, we would only have recognized £500 worth of income, which has now been outlawed by Finance Act 1998. Now we will examine how the cash basis has been withdrawn. The full earnings basis must apply to all accounting periods that begin after 6th of April 1999. For tax purposes, the most important issue arising out of the transition to the earnings basis of accounting is the catching up charge. This is the income less expenses deducted in the first earnings account as an opening balance. So let us now look at how we tax this catching up charge. The catching up charge is taxed as follows.
For traders taxed on income from a trade, the full amount of the catching up charge was taxed in the tax year 1999-2000.
Thus, for traders who previously used the cash basis, there was a one-off adjustment in that tax year.
The rules are more important for taxpayers in respect of income arising from professions or vocations.
In such cases, the catching up charge was spread over the 10-year period from tax year 1999-2000 to tax year 2008-2009. As it was mainly people like architects, barristers, solicitors, and even some accountants who tended to use the cash basis, it is these people we have to be particularly careful with when taxing the catching up charge.
The amount brought in to charge each tax year is as follows.
For the first 9 years from 1999-2000 to 2007-08, we tax the lower of 10% of the catching up charge itself, or 10% of the trading income in that year.
In the final year, 2008-09, we tax whatever is left. The catching up charge cannot be spread for more than 10 years, so therefore by 2008-09, we must make sure that we have brought in the full amount of the charge overall.
The catching up charge itself is taxed as miscellaneous income.
But it does count as net relevant earnings for pension purposes, but is not brought into charge in respect of Class 4 National Insurance contributions. We will now look at an illustration as to how the catching up charge and the spreading provisions work. Mark has a year end of the 30th of April. His predicted profits over the next 10 years are as follows. As we can see, his profits gradually increase for the first 6 or 7 years, then start to decline towards the end. His catching up charge is £25,000. 10% of this figure is £2,500, which ordinarily will be the amount of the catching up charge we recognise in each of the following tax years. Let us now see how the catching up charge of £25,000 will be subject to tax. For the tax year 1999-2000, we will recognise £1,500, as we will bring in the lower of 10% of the charge itself or 10% of the profit for that year. With an April year-end, the accounting period which ends in tax year 1999-2000 is the year ended 30th of April 1999. So under the current year basis rules, we will tax £15,000 profits in tax year 1999-2000.
For the following year, we will tax £2,000 of the catching up charge, which is 10% of £20,000, the trading profit for that year. For 2001-02, we will bring in £2,400, 10% of the trading profits in respect of that tax year, i.e. based on the year ended 30th of April 2001.
For tax year 2002-03, we will recognise 10% of the actual catching up charge, which is £2,500, as the profits for that year are higher than the catching up charge itself. This pattern will continue for the next 5 years until we get to tax year 2007-08. When we will only recognise £2,100 of the catching up charge, as the profit in that year is only £21,000. And finally,
for the tax year 2008-09, we have to make sure we bring in the full balance of the catching up charge. This works out to be £4,500, and over the 10-year period, we will have charged a tax the full £25,000. In tax year 2008-09, Mark will have trading income of £10,000 and miscellaneous income of £4,500. For pension purposes, he will have £14,500 worth of relevant earnings, but for Class 4 national insurance purposes, his income will only be £10,000.
We will now look at an election that can be made to accelerate the catching up charge. A taxpayer may elect to bring in more than 10% of the catching up charge in any year. So why would he do this?
Perhaps to utilise a loss, or to ensure income is taxed at lower marginal rates. For instance, if a taxpayer is currently a basic rate taxpayer, but next year expects to be a higher rate taxpayer, it may be worth accelerating some of the catching up charge in order to tax it at 22%, rather than wait till next year when it will be taxed at 40%. A taxpayer may also wish to accelerate the charge in order to recognise more income for relevant earnings purposes, if he wishes to make a larger pension contribution.
As a result of the election to accelerate the charge, future annual catching up charges are reduced accordingly based on the formula given on the screen. We take the total catching up charge, less the amount specifically advanced, i.e. the amount in our election, and multiply that by 10%. Let me illustrate this with an example. Let us say that David has a catching up charge of £28,000. His profits over the next few years are expected to exceed £30,000.
He elects to accelerate £2,000 of his catching up charge in 2005-06 to enable him to pay more pension contributions. David's catching up charge will be assessed as follows. For 1999-2000 to 2004-05, we will bring in 10% of the catching up charge for each of those years, as his income is higher than the total catching up charge in any case. That brings in a total of £16,800. For tax year 2005-06, David has elected to accelerate the catching up charge by £2,000, and therefore we will recognise £4,800 in that year. For the next 2 years, 2006-07 to 2007-08, the catching up charge will be adjusted accordingly. The full amount of the charge was £28,000. We deduct £2,000 and multiply that by 10%, which is £2,600 per annum over two more years, which is £5,200. In tax year 2008-09, we must make sure we bring in the balance of the charge, ensuring that overall we tax £28,000. In this example, the amount of miscellaneous income in 2008-09 will be £1,200.
Let us now look at an example. On the screen you have details of Maureen, who has a catching up charge of £30,000, an income which is gradually increasing over the next 10 years. In 2002-03, she elects to accelerate £2,500 of this catching up charge. What I would like you to do is to set out in the boxes shown on the screen the amount of the catching up charge which will be subject to tax in each of the years 1999-2000 through to 2008-09. When you are satisfied with your answer, you may check it and then select continue, and I will go through it with you. Let us now take a look at the solution. In the tax year 1999-2000, Maureen's profit was only £20,000, whereas the catching up charge was £30,000. So we take £20,000 at 10%, which is £2,000.
In the tax year 2000-2001, £25,000 is the amount of the trading income.
As this is lower than the catching up charge, we recognise just 10% of the profit, which is £2,500. In the tax year 2001-02, the profit and the catching up charge are the same figure. So we take 10% of that figure, which is £3,000. For tax year 2002-03, we also recognise the normal £3,000, which is 10% of the catching up charge, as the profits in that year are higher. We also recognise the amount which she specifically elected to be treated as income of 02-03. So the total catching up charge we recognise in tax year 2002-03 is £5,500. In the tax year 2003-04, the 10% figure is reduced accordingly. We started with a catching up charge of £30,000 and deduct £2,500, the amount we elected in the previous year to be accelerated. We multiply that figure by 10%, which is £2,750. For the years 04-05, 05-06, 06-07 and 07-08, the calculation is exactly the same. £2,750 will be recognised each year as 10% of the remaining catching up charge. For the final year, 2008-09, we bring in the remainder of the catching up charge to ensure we tax £30,000 overall. This is a balancing figure of £3,250.
In some circumstances, an election to accelerate the charge could result in the entire catch-up charge being charged in less than 10 years, particularly where an election is made towards the end of the 10-year period. If we look at the illustration, there is an overall catch-up charge of £80,000. 10% of this, which is £8,000, is charged each year for the first 5 years. On making an election to accelerate the charge, we have £20,000 extra being charged in year 6, making a total charge in year 6 of £28,000. The statutory method will result in charges for years 7 and 8 of £6,000, thus recovering the whole charge, i.e. £80,000, by year 8. The revenue have indicated that in such circumstances, a different adjustment would be made. This is probably best illustrated using the same figures in our previous example. So, with an £80,000 catch-up charge, which was originally charged at £8,000 a year for 5 years, the revenue method would recompute the amount outstanding after year 6, which in this case would be £12,000. The revenue would then spread this over years 7 to 10 at £3,000 per year.
I would now like to take a look at a few sundry issues relating to the withdrawal of the cash basis. Firstly, partnerships. The catching up charge for a partnership is computed for the entire partnership and is allocated to the partners based on the profit sharing ratios for those later years. This issue will become clearer when you look later at partnerships in the business tax course. Cessation of trade. Where a sole trader or partnership ceases to trade, the catching up charge may continue to be spread, but will be computed as 10% of the charge itself. The 10% profit cap will no longer apply, as there will not be any more taxable profit.
So, when the trade ceases, so does the trading income, but the miscellaneous income catching up charge will continue until we have assessed it all.
Finally, barristers. Barristers are allowed to use the cash or bills delivered basis for the first 7 years of commencement as a new barrister. The reason for this is that in the early days, barristers do a lot of work, but do not receive the fees until some considerable time later. As a result, it would be unfair to tax them on amounts which they have not received and have to pay tax on monies which are still outstanding. Once the barrister enters his 8th tax year of trading, then the income must be assessed on the normal full earnings basis.
Let us finally round off this lecture by looking at a multiple choice question. On the screen here, we have a taxpayer, Martin, who has a catching-up charge of £35,000. His profits are expected to exceed £80,000 in all of the years affected by the spreading provisions, and in 2005-06, he has elected to accelerate the catching-up charge by £2,000. What I would like you to do is to determine how much of the catching-up charge will be subject to tax in 2008-09, and make your choice A, B, C or D. Once you are ready, select Continue and I will explain the answer to you. Let us now take a look at the solution. For the years 1999-2000 to 2004-05, Martin's assessment in respect of the catching-up charge will be 10% of the charge each year for the first 5 years, which total £21,000. For 2005-06, we will bring in the normal £3,500 and add it to the £2,000 which he specifically elected to accelerate. For 2006-07 to 2007-08, the catching-up charge will be reduced to £33,000, and we catch up 10% of that for each of the next 2 years, which is £6,600. Consequently, by the time we get to 2008-09, we must ensure we tax the balance of the charge to ensure we have included the full £35,000. The balance in this case is £1,900, which is answer B. That concludes this session on the withdrawal of cash accounting.